Tom Feeney with Johnny Maxted after Guiseley lose 2-1 to North Rugby United. The long unbeaten home run in the league is over. Johnny, just how disappointing is that, first of all?
No, it's really disappointing. Obviously, 1-0 up and we should have seen the game out. But the second half wasn't the best from us. And we should have seen it out. It's really disappointing, especially after I thought we had a good first half. And like I say, we should have seen it out, but we didn't. And these things happen. It's disappointing, really disappointing.
Talking about their equalising goal, I mean, it's an effort by Reece Thompson, which seemed to go one way, then another. Just how difficult was that to, you know, even try and get something on it?
No, I think the wind played a big part in that. He definitely didn't mean it. Obviously, he's hit it, he's just hoped for the best. It's gone one way, gone the other, and it's just dipped in. And, you know, it's one of those where the wind had a big part in that as well. I think any other day where it isn't windy or it's going either straight over or going out. So I think it's just more luck than anything.
And how disappointing is it not only to lose for the first time at home in the league since I think the end of September, it's been a fantastic run, but also to lose to a fellow relegation rival as well?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, they're going to be up for it. They come out second half a lot better than what we did. And no, it is disappointing, but like I said, we've got to bounce back Tuesday and go start again with a run and just keep doing what we're doing. And hopefully, the results go our way, like they have been doing, and we just play on.
I suppose that's the message, isn't it, Barrow? If can gain the win against Barrow, kind of this game's forgotten about in a way, so you know you can then move on and move that momentum forward.
Yeah, obviously we look forward to the next game now. This one's done and dusted. There'll be talking points maybe Thursday, but again, Barrow's Tuesday, so I think we've just got to pick up where we left off and put this to bed and carry on like we were doing before this happened.